Oh yeah, you know what that means. We're Holy. Back.
We're still here.
That's right, Ian. Whew. You ready?
Yes, sir. Oh yeah.
That's right.
I'm definitely ready.
Everybody wants some. Welcome back to the podcast Kings and Queens contest results. We're doing round four results and looking at round five, which is currently underway. Ooh. It's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, this shit is draining.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't think of a better theme for this. You know?
Oh, yeah. It's a great song for any occasion. You can play this at a funeral.
Bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
First dates, last dates.
Oh, man. How are you holding up there, Ken?
It's been tough, and it got crazy. Crazy Ooh. Yesterday.
But good crazy. No drama, just a lot of action.
Save the drama for your mama.
Yeah.
Mono e mono. Persono e persono. Whatever. I don't think that's a word. But
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I haven't slept in like a week.
It was tough. Let's Woo. Take a look at what all happened last time. Yesterday, as a matter of fact. It's hard to believe. It was not all that long ago. It was a tough weekend to be in this contest.
Good Lord, for everybody.
And
well, most people.
Yeah, you guys certainly rose to the occasion, Rock and Metal Combat podcast listeners really kicked it up.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. It was a lot of work, though, a lot of work, and I got to thank them all.
As a matter of fact, I've got a song I'm going to play just in honor of what happened. that's right. That's right.
Oh. Is that the intro tape for the end of the road tour?
Ouch. Round four did not go so well for some shows. For example, the beloved Podkist, it did not go well. Up against the mighty Rock and Metal Combat podcast, it was tough. It was back and forth. It was a slugfest.
Yes, indeed.
And the tail of the tape, it came down to the finals. Round four, Podkist had 826, but it was not good enough. It did not beat your round four total, 938.
Yeah,
so
that's amazing. But on both of our parts, though, man, I don't know if there's going to be another battle that sees that many votes again. I don't know. I'd be surprised.
Oh, I think there's going to be, and I think it's already underway.
Oh boy.
But we'll get to that soon. So let's concentrate on this a little bit. You know, I wouldn't have mind getting my ass kicked so hard, that all the KISS podcasts getting their asses kicked so hard, if you and Ralph and all of the Rock and Metal Combat podcast listeners didn't wear KISS boots while you were stomping a mud hole. You know what I'm saying? That's
well, we're short, that's the only way we look tall.
Well, there you go. It works then.
Yeah.
Worked for KISS, right? So, anyway.
That's right.
So, that was one round. And as I'll tell you, every time, I'll tell you what, it was the worst game of catch, keep away that I've ever played in my entire life.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like Joe Pesci playing with the Harlem Globetrotters. They would always keep it away from him, just this far away, right? And you guys, every time we'd even pass you every once in a while, and then you guys would drift off another 25. And that seemed to be the game. Just keep it this far out of bounds. Keep them hustling. But the mighty KISS Army was not a match for Rock and Metal Combat Podcast. What do you owe it to?
Oh, I mean, 100% I owe it to the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if they didn't do it, if they didn't step to it, it wouldn't have happened. I mean, I saw people just pulling out every stop and would not stop talking about it, posting about it, sharing it.
And that was really just you.
Yeah.
No, it was a lot of people. Listen, yeah. Rock and Metal Combat Podcast listeners, you guys should be proud. All of you should be, all the men and women over at Rock and Metal Combat Podcast, you should all be proud. Yeah, I surrender to you. Isn't it funny I'm using a Cheap Trick song to surrender to a Kiss show to Rock and Metal Combat Podcast?
But it was a great matchup, though, and there was no drama, no bullshit. Each show's listeners were very respectful, and it made it nice, and I just couldn't be more proud, not only of how our listeners showed up, but the respect, you know, between both shows. But it was there beforehand, you know, but it is as contested as it got. It was done with class, and the Kiss Army has nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, again, those numbers were just phenomenal, and you know, it was just an honor to go up against you, and you never know. And I might see you again, but I don't know.
And I'll tell you what, I did a look at some of the stats, but the Rock Metal Combat Podcast listeners, this was the lowest rate of recidivism, as in getting picked up for drunk driving or you know, anything. This was the lowest renewal of going to jail this weekend.
Yeah, so they were all at home on their fucking computer.
They were all sober and voting. They're, look, well, I don't two, know about listen, sober, but listen. They were two of them just voted. Did you hear that?
I hope so.
So, congrats to you guys. You say there's no drama, but you motherfuckers ran that board up and made me sweat my ass off. And
hey, I gotta tell you know what I really thought was gonna happen?
What?
And I really thought, because my asshole did not fucking close until there was 1 minute left, because I really thought that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, was gonna be 200 votes. You know, like you were gonna get hold of some, you know, Kiss page that you hadn't got a hold yet. It was gonna be this whole We Are One shit. And I did not rest at all. And I told the listeners, do not take your foot off the gas.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to get into it a little bit later, but we had a similar issue just today, and I'll get into it later. But
okay,
you cannot relax at all in this shit. You cannot take anything for granted in these matchups, because sometimes it's simply a matter of getting to people who don't know about this yet, because we're all wrapped up in this shit. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it for a week, you know,
right.
And our hardcores are all wrapped up. But I mean, you know as well as me, you know, if all our listeners were voting, these numbers would be in the thousands.
Absolutely.
You know, so still, this is really a battle of all these shows' diehard fans. Because, you know, I mean, look at the numbers. And yeah, they're great, but you match them up to who listens. You know, there should be much higher numbers overall.
And I'm going to tell you, here's a little hint from Ken, everybody that's still in this. Get your listeners to post to your own page. And that might sound crazy, but Facebook wants to charge you money to let your group see. And I really think there are times when you put up a post that it's not seen by as many of your members. So right. For those still in the game, metal, you know, we'll get to that. But for those still into this game, get your listeners to post to your own boards. Seriously, because right. I think it kicks up a little bit of extra layer of dust that might get noticed by your own people. And that's really where the battle starts. Now, let's take a look at this. It's eight. Well, oh, sorry.
Well, 1 second before you go on. Just another thing I want to warn, you know, fans of all the shows that are still in it. I think it's great. Get out there and support your shows. But be careful of spamming too much too fast.
Yes.
Because if you do, and I don't know what the total is. I've seen it. It's like Facebook has an algorithm, and it picks it up at different times. But I've gotten blocked before for trying to share just podcast episodes.
Yes.
Too much. And then what they do is when that happens, they remove every post that you did. And then they have to review it and decide whether or not it's considered, you know, it meets their spam criteria. So you could actually be doing a disservice if you do too much too fast. So what I would recommend is, you know, maybe tag 20 groups or whatever, or 20 people an hour, and then wait and then do it again, you know, because I'd really hate to see somebody bust their ass to help whatever
just to lose
podcast.
It.
Yeah, and for it to all go away. So, you know, yeah, be careful, everybody.
Yeah, it's almost like the ref coming up and saying those points you just scored got taken off the board.
Right.
But let's take a look at the score in round four for these four. You and I can quit giving each other handies and get back to the game here. But round four, this first round is Podkiss versus Rock and Metal Combat Podcast. We had 826 to your 938. Now, let's remember that number, 938, when we get back on the other side of this, okay?
Right.
Up next is Decibel Geek, who, once again, they're showing how this they've been amassing fans as they need them.
Right.
And by that, I mean they went up against Hard Rock and Trivia, and the first week they had so many votes, and they've pulled out just enough to win in every round. Like, for example, the score on this one was 272 votes to 56.
Right.
And it really is almost like the team saying, there's no point in busting your hump for the rest of this game. We got to save you for next week. And that's what they're doing.
They sat the quarterback, brought in the third string.
Exactly. So that's what Decibel Geek did. Hard Rock and Trivia, I don't know where your people were, but to be honest, they never got above 72 votes in the entire thing.
Right. So, and Decibel Geek is very lucky in the fact that they've only had one round so far that was close. And that was the one with Pat Francis.
Mm-hmm.
And they did bring it out at the end, but what I'll say they have in their favor, and for a while, I wasn't sure of that. I mean, I put it on my page because, of course, I'm pulling for Decibel Geek when they were up against Pat Francis. And I put it on my page. I was like, come on, you know, Rock and Metal Combat, help these guys out, man. We can't let our buddies go out because it looked that close. But in the end, they won. But that's the only one. And every other one, you see all these, you see the percentages, like Decibel Geek winning 90%, and you see him winning 80%, but if you look at the actual numbers, that can be misleading. I mean, because it was such a low turnout for the other ones, but they don't have an issue that you and I are both very familiar with, and that's voter fatigue.
Yes,
because we've had, I know Rock and Metal Comet, we've been badgering everybody since this shit started, and I know people are.
You guys are worse than the Mormons.
Yeah.
Saturday, there were two people at my door. Can you vote for Ralph and Ian? I'm like, get the hell out of here.
Oh, and we've had to do it every fucking round. Because not only going up against good shows, but, you know, we are, I don't think we're three sides of the coin hated, but we definitely have our enemies. So we've got to add up. We've got to compensate because not only do we have the listeners, but we got the haters. So we got to work double hard, can't take our feet off. But that means we have been badgering the shit out of people who are tired of hearing about this tournament, but we have to do it or we're going to lose. So,
right. So,
you know,
it was 272 to 56. Hard Rockin' Trivia taps out. So we go on to the next bracket, and it was the Metal Voice Podcast up against Rock and or Roll.
Woo!
Metal Voice took it with 449 to Brian Cramp's 426. And I'll be honest, BJ, I love you. Brian, I love you so much, but I think you got into the game too late. And by that, I'm saying if you look at how the score went from week to week, everybody's
right.
Scores got bigger pretty much, but BJ didn't really seem to care about it until he got his nose bloodied, and then it looked like it was in sight. He stepped up in the round three, and then in round four, he could have been amassing that army all along.
Right.
So,
well, I'd like to think I kicked him in the ass a little bit because he wrote me a message saying as much, you know, because of what I said on here, you know. And we all know BJ. We all love BJ. He has a great show.
He does. It's excellent.
He just needed a little confidence booster, a little, hey, let's get it in gear. And I was glad, you know, it's unfortunate to see him out of the competition, but I'm glad to see you know, better late than never. And hopefully he carries this enthusiasm on, you know, to next year when we do fundraising for the expo, or when he's trying to do anything with his audience. It encourages him to know you can reach your audience. You just have to work at it. And if he learned that coming out of this, that's fantastic. Now, I also know there was a little bit of drama with this matchup, something I was not aware of until a couple days ago, that the Metal Voice is not technically a podcast. They are more like a YouTube channel. Now, I've heard nothing but good things about their show, but there have been some people complaining about that. How do you feel about that?
I feel it doesn't matter. You can, you know, if you want to talk into a tin can and call it a podcast, I don't care. There's a difference between a professionally produced, like, if we're going to go that far to that distinction, because there seriously are podcasts of all kinds of formats and different platforms that they're on. There's a lot of podcasts that are on YouTube. So does that mean that they're obviously going to be discounted as a podcast? No, that's ridiculous.
Well, you know, I was just bringing it up, though, because there are a lot of podcasts that are audio podcasts but also have a video version. That's how I discovered Kistry Science Theater, because right. I didn't know about podcasts. I found them on YouTube, and I was like, oh, well, this is really good. And I even tried to talk Ralph into going that way. I was like, people want to see something. They're not just going to sit there and listen. He's like, no, I want to do a real audio podcast. I was like, okay, now I got to find out what the fuck that is.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
But, you know, like I know Terrence wanted to know why he wasn't included in this. And we told him, well, Terrence, you're on YouTube. You're not really a podcast anymore. So that, I mean, that's kind of what I saw a podcast is, I mean, you can have a visual accompaniment, you know, like a lot of shows do. But, you know, once again, I'm not saying this to discredit Metal Voice, because, again, I've heard nothing but great stuff about this show.
Right.
But I was just curious because there was people talking about this. But you feel as long as somebody's basically just talking about a certain subject.
Yes and no. Like, for example, we've seen the growth of shows where basically people get together and they record, whether it's Ages of Rock or Three Sides of the Coin or Kiss FAQ. Those are all podcasts that you can download and listen to, or you can download and watch, or you can just stream. So what is the future of podcasting, right? The one thing that I'll say is that I feel that the people that are interested, like, for example, I look at Rock and or Roll as a documentary, like BJ's documentary of going through music with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, at a midlife crisis.
It could be, but, you know, I think that, like, one's a conversation and one's a documentary, and shows can shift and be those things. Like, there's times that that's what we are over at Podkiss, or Zilch, for example. We do the documentary side of thing, and then we have the conversations, and we have the interviews. So it's all within itself. I think that a good podcast should be however you want to put it. So bottom line is the number of clicks, and that's everything else is bullshit with respect to all involved. It comes down to how many clicks you clacked, right? So Metal yes, Voice sir. Got 449 to Rock and or Roll's 426. I think it's a damn shame, because I think I've never listened to the Metal Voice, but I will check them out. I apparently will watch them because yes. They're on YouTube. So Brian Cramp is fantastic. Check out the Rock and or Roll podcast. It's fantastic. We all love it here. Check out Metal Voice. Up next in the last bracket was Talk To Me, up against
Woo.
Zilch. Now, there's something I want to talk about here.
Okay.
First, let's do the tail of the tape. Let's look at the scoreboard. 827 on Talk To Me's side up against Zilch's 838. Now, I said earlier, remember those numbers from Rock and Metal Combat Podcast. You guys won that with 938, Zilch 838. So that says that those two might wind up in competition at some point.
Yes, sir.
So, again, fantastic competitor with Joshua Toomey. And there was something really cool that happened tonight over on Ear Peelers live stream for today's event. I said something about, I can say that it has done my heart good to hear even Monkees fans checking out Talk to Me with Joshua Toomey. A great podcast and podcaster. Thank you for the tough contest, love and respect from Ken Mills and his entire team. He wrote back and said, I'm sure that they'll love my talks with members of Deicide and Obituary. At which point I said, there are a bunch of metal fans that love the Monkees and love metal, people like me. And Larry Roberts from the band November's Doom, or Kerry Gordon from Metal Geeks, you know? And at which point Kerry came on and said, absolutely, I love the Monkees as much as I love metal, and that he started listening to Talk to Me because of this contest.
Nice.
So that just shows you that Monkee listeners are picking up on Talk to Me, and you would never think that it would happen, right? But here's proof that indeed it did happen. So, there you go.
Hey, even a couple Monkee listeners picked up on my jokes.
That's right. Yeah, we'll get to that. So, there we are, round four. That's the tale of the tape, and that's what happened. Here we are in round five, and out of 64 shows, it got pared down to 32, 16, then 8, then 4. There are four, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, right? There can only be four, and in the next round there will only be two. So let's take a look at those shows and who's battling with who. We know who survived, so it's pretty obvious. We've got Rock and Metal Combat Podcast up against Decibel Geek with Chris and Aaron.
Yeah, this is a rough one here. I mean, not only are they our best friends in podcasting, I mean, I've gone on at great lengths about everything that Chris Senzak has done for me. And we talk, you know, we try to talk at least once a week on phone. So he is a near and dear friend, and I love Aaron to death. And, you know, hopefully that's reciprocated. They love us too. So this is a hard matchup, but we also share a lot of listeners. They gave us a lot of listeners just from, you know, me being on the show a couple times. Ralph's been on their show. You know, people have told me just by hearing the name of my show as Geek of the Week that they've discovered my show. And we've also turned a lot of our listeners onto them. So there's nothing but love between us. But this is a hard one because, you know, not only look what we just went through with Podkiss. Podkiss and Decibel Geek, two of the most loved podcasts that are out there. And everybody loves you to death. They love Chris and Aaron to death. So that's, I mean, that's a hard thing to go up against. And both, you know, both your shows have been around longer than ours. And you see a lot of loyalty. You know, a lot of people tell me like, hey, you know, love you, but hey, we've been with these guys for years. And I get that. I understand it. But that's an obstacle that we have to overcome. And, you know, another thing, I have to stress that voter fatigue, you know, because I've even seen people tag and they're like, I already fucking voted. But that was another round. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So and we cannot rest on our laurels. Earlier today.
Or your hearties.
Yeah. Earlier today, we were up by 60 votes. And Chris Senzak is like, you know, sent me a message like, oh, you're running away with this. Congratulations. Way to go. I'm like, don't give me that bullshit. I'm like, Aaron Camaro hasn't even woken up yet, you know?
He's putting on that silver jacket as we talk right now.
I'm like, I know that guy can rally some votes. And I put a thing on our page. I told the listeners, you know, because they're all congratulating. Like, yeah, we're up 60. I'm like, 60 don't mean shit. And this is just like day one. You can't get comfortable here. You know, we have to keep spreading the word and, you know, rallying the troops. And lo and behold, that 60-point lead was gone in about an hour. I couldn't believe it. The next thing you know, they're winning. And I was on the page. I was like, see what happened, guys? See what they just lit our ass up. And then I rallied my troops, and now we're back. We've got a a soft lead, a very little lead at that, but there's still a lot of time left, and Decibel Geek has not only an amazing fan base, you know, and people love them, but, you know, they don't have that fatigue, so they have that as an advantage, and we have our work cut out for us, man, because we won the war against KISS, but gee, we all have scars. We're all bruised. That shit wasn't easy.
No, it was not easy. You know, I was stung the other day. I was looking at who voted against Podkist, and this is one thing I'm going to bring up is that I think that there's something within the podcasters that like almost feel like, well, I'm here for metal and I'm here for thrash or whatever. But I don't look at like the Monkees or KISS or Cheap Trick as this thing. There's only so many shows that were unique band specific shows. And when right. you think about it, none of them probably should have made it out of the crib as far as this contest.
Well, that I would disagree with you on that, because I would think that would be an easier route to raise people, because that's something a common group you can go after to hustle votes. I
right.
mean, there is a gazillion KISS pages, you know, where
right,
you could
right,
go
right.
and you could put something KISS, you know, and I've got, you know, my friend Bill Wang has a KISS page,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't want to put it when we're going up against PodKISS, because so many people who don't even listen are just going to see KISS and instantly vote for that.
Yeah,
you know,
might so, actually draw attention to yourself in the wrong way.
Right, and so I think it can be.
I wish you had done that now.
It can be a powerful weapon, but sometimes it's just a testament of the show, because I mean I am really taken back by how big Zilch is. I mean, I knew it from your show, and I've listened to episodes, and I enjoyed it because I, you know, my mother's a huge Monkees fan. I buy my mother Monkees stuff all the time,
and I love your mother.
Yeah,
you've seen video.
So can anybody for $20.
You've seen video.
Yeah, but
hot.
But you know what I mean. I had no idea how amazing that fan base still is, and I think that's great. I love it, but it really, I mean, I've been in the KISS army since '85, so I always known how big KISS was. You know, even when we weren't the most popular band, we still had a cult following.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the Monkees, I had no. To me, that is the sleeper. You were saying to me earlier in the tournament, you're like, yeah, watch out for the Monkees. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I love the Monkees, but they ain't going to get past Cheap Trick. You know, that was a long time ago now.
Yeah,
know?
That seemed like a year ago now. But
and you guys keep going and going, and that's a testament to what you do. But another thing that's awesome is there's not as many Monkees shows as there are KISS shows. There's a gazillion. So with you having... you know, something where you don't have a lot of competition, anybody that's curious in the Monkees and wants to look them up, you're where they go. They're not spread out all over like KISS fans can be.
Well, see, me know? Not so smart, because me might be stupid, because just like with KISS, we actually help, you know, give other KISS podcasts an audience and inspire people. I mean, KISSTory Science Theater, they found us and said we want to do the same thing that they did, and then you found them, right? So
right.
It all is part of the same thing. There are now 5 Monkees things, podcasts,
oh,
whatever, now that have started. There's We Want the Monkees. There's Texas Prairie Chicken Podcast. I can't remember it all, but it's a really long name. There's... another one starting that is yet to like pop up, but it's coming. They've been asking advice from me. And then there's a new one called the Wool Hat Club, and it's on YouTube. And the greatest thing about that is it's all people under 18. There's like 8 people or
wow.
so that are into this, and we started something. So,
maybe me and Ralph will inspire a whole bunch of assholes. We never know.
Well, you know, the thing is can you keep everyone from drinking until this Thursday or whenever the contest is over?
The answer is no. That's why I have Coke and meth to keep them awake and voting.
Well, there you go. And then on the other side of things, the other contest that's active is Zilch up against
Metal
the one that
Voice.
Took out BJ, Brian Cramp, the one that took them out, the Metal Voice podcast. And boy, it is interesting. It's not looking like they're putting up much of a fight, and got a message from the person that runs the Metal Voice, and he said that he's kind of tired. And this is grueling. It mm-hmm. is grueling. And I'm sure Brian Cramp is saying, well, couldn't he have, like, felt that way, yesterday? But as it stands, the final four are Metal Voice, Zilch, Decibel Geek, and Rock and Metal Combat Podcast.
My advice to you, brother, seriously, as a friend and somebody who potentially could meet you in the finals, I would sit your team. Don't badger them. I wouldn't bring. I mean, you've got a huge lead. They're not putting up a fight. But you know, whether it is you go up against Rock and Metal Combat Podcast or most likely Decibel Geek, you are going to need that monkey army, and you're going to need them fresh, and you're going to need them, you know, ready to go. And I would sit if I was you, because you got like one of the biggest lopsided leads as far as voting wise.
Yeah, you know, but that could turn around.
That's why I said it's important to pay attention to, like, the ones where Decibel Geek was winning by 90%, but if you looked, it was like 200 votes to 12.
Right.
You know, you've got a huge, huge lead. Just my personal advice, rest your monkey followers and save them for the finals, because you are definitely going into the finals. And I want to personally congratulate you, because there's nobody else who deserves it more. You're a legend in podcasting, and everybody loves you. So,
well, that is very sweet, and I love you all. Love everyone that was a part of this contest. It is 64 great shows, it got whittled down, but just to be in the same line with all of you, just to be in the same room with you all, was amazing. And this is what Rock and Pod to me was about. It's the same kind of thing. And there's been some bad blood and some stuff, but you know, that can all be squashed if we want it to. It can all work out for the good if we want it to. And all it's going to take is a couple people saying, you know, got a little rambunctious there. Competition does that. You know, it brings out the best and sometimes worse. But you know what I've been seeing is, ever since that bump, nothing but good. So,
oh yeah. Well, you got, you know, all the podcasts remaining, I'd like to believe you have mutual respect and love. So it's you got to leave it up to the fans now and let them do it. And it's an honor to be here. You know, and just the fact that, you know, Ralph and myself are still in it is proof. You don't even have to have a good show. You just got to have great listeners, you know. And man, we got some stiff competition. It's an honor to make it this far. I never in my wildest dreams thought that, you know, when I started doing this with you, you know, I figured, oh, I'll be out in a couple weeks.
And, what did I tell you?
You called it. You called it.
And I thought it would come down.
We got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
I said that it would be Decibel Geek versus Rock and Metal Combat Podcast. And people say, oh, you didn't even read the brackets. I'm like, no, I knew that that's where it was headed. So it's Battle of the Titans, and then we'll see what happens in the next week. If the Metal Voice comes back to life and I've got a fight on my hands, I'll tell you what, Joshua Toomey, he did not mess around. He put up and said, listen, if I ever had you on the show, please share. So all these bands that had been on his show that have a relationship with him shared on all their individual social
That's
medias.
Awesome. That's awesome.
It was not awesome. I hated it. But he kicked ass, and you know what I did? I contacted Davy Jones's daughters, and I said, hey, could you help us out? And they put it on their social media. And when one of the monkeys family is saying, here you go, the authorized estate of Davy
awesome.
Jones. So this is a beautiful thing. So, you know.
I know. You know what my dumbass did earlier today? When Chris was saying, oh, you guys got this, I was like, oh, don't have that, you know. Come on, you guys are huge. You'll bounce back. So he made a post in his page, and of course I'm on it. because I love it. I went there. I said, look, I want to win this damn thing. But fucking A, show up for the Decibel Geek. These guys bust their ass for you every week to entertain you. You know, come on, vote for them. And then they came back and started kicking our ass. I'm going to keep my mouth shut from now on.
You know, it's going to be a week of first. You're actually going to shut your mouth for a while. And the Rock and Metal Combat podcast listeners are going to try to stay out of, you know, getting picked up by the cops again. So yes, that'll be good. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting battle. And, you know, you can never count the monkeys out.
No.
Never. I mean, think about it. That's a fan base that's been shit on almost its entire existence. Whether it was people like Rolling Stone and all those cats saying they don't play their own instruments, to then they started playing their own instruments, to just thinking that they're a TV show and nothing more, and they came back. The monkeys are the comeback kids. Think about it.
Yeah. And
the 80s.
I hope I'm seeing you in the end, but I don't know.
Well, all I can tell you is this.
Here we come.
Damn straight. Just kicking the asses of every podcast we meet. And we don't fuck around. Too busy podcasting to put anybody down. That's right. So there we go. So that's what's happening now. Get out there and vote. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care if you vote for Zilch. I want you to. But I don't care if you vote for the Metal Voice. You can. I don't care if you vote for Decibel Geek. I don't care if you vote for Rock and Metal Combat Podcast. Because we're all in it to win it, and we're going to have some fun.
Hell yeah. Let's do it. I'll see you in a few days.
And everybody wants some. You know you do.
Damn straight. Oh.
All right. Until next time, we will see you. Thank you, Victor Ruiz. And we look forward to your podcast updates on Ear Peeler on the Facebook page. So any predictions?
I'm predicting... I don't know. Normally, I always pick the other team, but how can I go against my guys when they pulled that offset up that last, well, yesterday?
Against the Kiss Army and, more importantly, the Ken Army.
But you can't count Decibel Geek out, and we'll see what happens. Either way, we'll be back here to let you know.
And either way, we love the Decibel Geek, and we love Rock Metal Combat Podcast. I know I love Zilch, and we even love... the competition, the Metal That's Voice. Right.
There you go.
Whether they're a podcast or not, right?
Right.
Wow. Hey, there was my line. There was my line.
You'll get it next week.
Here we go. That's right. Tell them, Dave. I think that pretty much sums up the entire competition.
I think that describes where our heads are at right now. We're so fried from this shit.
Right. So let anybody that's sharing the show, let them know that this is a new round, and say this is round 5. Because
damn straight,
this is it. This is it. Getting down close to the wire. All right, Ian. Love you. Be good over there.
Love you too, brother. I'll see you in a couple days.
And I got a new saying. Don't just be good. Be better.
Oh. I don't know if I can do that. I'm still trying to work my way up to mediocre.
I have faith in you.
Okay.
All righty. We'll see you all on the next update, and the podcast will return very soon.
Nice.
You've got a live Kiss Room coming up this Friday. So it's going to be a Kiss party, as only Matt Porter and the Kiss Room house band can bring it. So check it out and listen to all the podcasts. Show them some love.
Yeah, even mine.
Exactly. Baby, how about you? Whoa. All right, we'll see you, brother. Be good, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.